Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from University of Puget Sound, an independent liberal arts university in Tacoma's historic North End, offering more than 50 undergraduate courses of study, as well as graduate programs in counseling, physical therapy, public health, and occupational therapy. Learn more about a Puget Sound education at pugetsound.edu.
And hello from Studio X at KNKX in downtown Seattle. I'm John Kessler with an exclusive studio session with the Wood Brothers, who are in town for a show tonight at the Moore Theater. The Wood Brothers are Oliver Wood on guitar, Chris Wood on bass, and honorary brother, multi-instrumentalist Jono Ricks. These guys are not easily categorized, and they draw on just about every American form of music, folk, gospel, blues, jazz, roots, whatever you want to call it. So, Oliver, while you were living in Atlanta, you played with well-known blues man Tinsley Ellis. Is that what I heard?
That is correct.
All right, good.
That's where I cut my teeth. He was a mentor.
Yeah, nice. He's a great guitar player, blues guy. And then you also had a jam band called King Johnson.
King Johnson, a roots rock band, I like to say.
All right, good.
Yeah, also out of Atlanta.
And Chris Wood on the bass studied at the New England Conservatory of Music, then started the jazz fusion band Modesky, Martin, and Wood. We play a lot of their stuff on KNKX. Jono Ricks is a studio musician who joined the Wood Brothers around 2011, plays a variety of instruments, sometimes, as you're going to see, at the same time. As the Wood Brothers, they've made 9 studio albums since 2006 and 5 live albums. KNKX plays several of your songs on both our jazz and blues programs. So thank you very much for being here, and let's please welcome the Wood Brothers.
Alone. Everybody's just trying to be happy. Line those pockets with grace. Everybody's just trying to be happy. So put your money away.
Thank you so much. So we have an album that's recent enough. It came out in the spring. It's called Heart is the Hero, and we're going to feature all songs from that record today. This one's called Rolling On.
Merciless storm, the wind and the worry of losing our home. We survive, the rivers run dry, running from the flames, the smoke in our eyes. We survive all the bad news. Sin and virtues get confused.
See the wreck every day.
We survive the heat and the hate, and everything we've done too little too late. Well, it might never be the same. Nothing I can see brings me any peace besides you and me. Let's keep rolling on and rolling on. I got my arms around you and I'm holding on. Don't turn around, we can't stop now. Together we're strong. Hold on to me and let's keep rolling on. Crumbling town.
See the
losing work and losing ground.
See the
we survive the fear and the fighting. Everybody fussing while the water keeps arising. And it might never be the same. No, it might never be the same. Nothing I can see brings me any peace. Besides you and me, let's keep rolling on, rolling on. I got my arms around you and I'm holding on. Don't turn around, we can't stop now. Together we're strong. Hold on. Rolling on, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we'd like to thank you all for playing our music on the air once in a while. We appreciate that, the support. And it really is fun to play in an intimate little room with a real piano right there for Jono. What a treat. Let's see if it fits in our van. I'm going to play one more song here. This one's it's called Pilgrim.
Step off of that train, I'm gonna sit down and wait, 'cause a soul can't travel that fast. The best part of me will surely be late, 'cause a soul can't travel that fast. But a soul's gotta walk like a pilgrim, he stops to smell every flower on the path. Remember, yeah, yeah. When I'm holding my baby and I'm leaving her cold, so I'll call the soul can't travel that fast. My soul takes its time, like a pilgrim, he's trying to find him some peace that's gonna last.
Yes, the Wood Brothers, amazing. What a great set. Wish you could play more.
Well, getting warmed up.
Thanks, yeah, I know, right. Well, thanks for being here today. I know how busy you are, and it means a lot to us that you're spending some of your time with us. So I've read that the two of you, Oliver and Chris, grew up in a house filled with music and poetry. Your father was a folk musician. Your mother was a poet and storyteller. So looking back, was it inevitable that you both would become professional musicians?
Oh, definitely.
Well,
I'm completely joking. No, there's nothing inevitable about it. I mean, the path to being a professional musician is, I don't know. But I feel like maybe in some ways, because we, you know, you need it. We had a unique combination. Our dad was a folk singer, but he was by profession a molecular biologist.
Okay.
He was at Harvard and sort of that Cambridge folk scene in the late 50s. He had a radio show.
Wow.
He played with Joan Baez, like, before she became sort of a household name. But when they were very young, they performed together, you know, in Harvard Square. And so we grew up with him playing music, you know, around the house for little family functions. And he was our first live music. And our mother was a very creative person and a poet. So, yeah, it kind of makes sense in hindsight. But at the time, we were just kids and had no clue, just following our hearts, you know.
Did you play together when you were teenagers?
We did. There was a couple of years. I'm 4 years older than Chris, so we overlapped in time just enough with proficiency enough to play together. And we had a four-track, and we used to make stuff up. And you know, I think continuing the other question, too, I feel like we do get some my parents got some vicarious pleasure out of us becoming, like, our dad could have been a pro musician, but he went into education instead. So I think he appreciates it. On the other hand, I remember our mom really worrying about, like, man, you should have something to fall back on. And so
they were concerned. There was concern.
Yeah.
And but you know, luckily we didn't start a brother band at that point. We waited until many, many years later and went off on our own separate careers. And we always are, looking back, are grateful at that because of all the horrible brother band experience, you know, stories you hear about the fighting and the, and we think that has to do with youth more than anything. And, and if you're out there doing this long enough, you get humbled, and that's a good time to start a band after that happens.
Well, so can you tell us about the moment when you did decide to make a go of it together? What was that? Was that a momentous? Was it like an instant, or was it, you know?
Well, there was an instant where Oliver's band King Johnson and Modesky Martin and Wood did a double bill for the first time. I think it's the only time that ever happened. Right. And Oliver sat in with MMW, and that was definitely a kind of a aha moment where I'd been playing with MMW and had a very strong chemistry with those two other guys.
Yeah.
And then when Oliver jumped up on stage and played with us, the chemistry was instant. So I could feel that kind of blood music connection right away. And that was definitely an aha moment. Didn't mean we had any idea what we would do, but it meant, oh, we should do something, you know.
And that must have been really satisfying when you made your first project together.
Oh, man, it was so fun. It was so exciting, especially after having been in different musical worlds for 10 years. Chris in the Northeast, in you know, more of an instrumental and jazz scene, and me in the Southeast with more of a blues and rock thing, and then us bringing it together was kind of exciting. I was like, wonder what would happen if we mixed our stuff together. So,
Well, yeah, we love it. So let's talk about the most recent album that you just released, The Heart is the Hero. You played three songs from it. That was great. So you took a different approach to recording this one, forsaking computers, which is how most recordings are done these days. You recorded it direct to 16-track tape using analog techniques. What was behind that decision to not use the benefits of modern technology, and how did it work to your advantage?
I mean, it was actually, we're just old enough to have experienced the days when that's how you made a record.
Right, yeah.
Right, so it was kind of like coming back home.
Okay.
I think it was profound for all of us because, you know, we have taken it for granted at this point that we're constantly staring at screens. And in the studio, it's the same situation. When you're recording with a computer, you're seeing the music,
right,
on the screen, and you see the waveforms, and you see what's coming. You're not supposed to experience music with your eyes, you know? So when you get rid of all the screens, and that's what we did on this session, we just, no screens, we never were staring at anything. You record, you go into the control room to listen to the playback of what you just did, and you close your eyes, and it's all feel. It's just, how does that sound hit you? And it makes you much less analytical about this minutia that maybe other people wouldn't pay attention to, and more just, did that track feel good? Did it not feel good? Yeah. And if it didn't feel good, let's perform it again.
Yeah, it makes you very present. And I think we discovered, too, that the limitations, you know, with digital, you have no limitations. You can fix anything.
100 tracks, yeah.
But with take all that out of the picture, the limitations make you more present, and they make you more innovative.
So do you think you'll work that way going forward? Or?
Oh, yeah.
I think tape will be a part of it no matter what. I mean, computers are amazing. Yeah. It's not to like, you know, but they're almost too good at what they do.
Right.
In the same way that in a Hollywood movie, you know, you can shoot a scene and then with computers turn it into anything and crazy space aliens. And you can do the same thing with music. You can alter it infinitely and turn it into anything you want. But we're trying to capture the soul of a performance.
Sure.
You know, and the mistakes and the little imperfections are what make it human. And in the end are usually our favorite parts of the song.
Excellent. So, Jono, I don't want to leave you out. I want to ask you about a couple of things. So you take ambidextrous to a whole new level. I don't think I've ever
seen...
Never
meant to. we call it omnidextrous.
Omnidextrous. So I know piano is a percussion instrument. So, I mean, it's, you know, naturally, you know, you'd say, oh, well, it's a percussion instrument. But, yeah. I mean, was there a moment when you realized, hey, I can, like, sneak a piano in here?
Well, when we started touring, all we had room for was a melodica. So I ordered a melodica. I'd never played one, but that could fit in our minivan.
That's like a keyboard that you blow into.
Yeah. And then I think we made the Muse, and I recorded started adding keyboard parts to the songs, and then it was like, well, on this one song, I could play that part, and I got the little tube going from the mic to over here, and then somehow over the years, it was just like, well, I could play that one part on a Wurlitzer, and then it just kind of grew and turned into this beast.
But so I think it deserves some backstory, because, I mean, not only is Jono freakishly dexterous, but, you know, first of all, his father was a great drummer, played with Dylan, all these people. So, like, he came from a strong music tradition and a drumming tradition and grew up playing drums, but then at a certain point basically set the drums aside and mastered jazz piano and went to school down in Miami. Wow. So it's like he'd sort of gone deep on both those things, and then it was really fun to put them together, these two things he could do. Yeah. And because he's, you know, willing, he made it work, and it created his own universe of piano and percussion.
There's a lot of cursing at first trying to do this thing. But now it just feels kind of like one thing, so...
Right. Well, that's one beautiful. So that's thank you for sharing that. So we're about wrapped up here. I know you guys want to get going. So besides more touring, what do you have coming up in the future? More Wood Brothers projects, I hope?
Oh, yeah. We're
another record?
Well on the way to making a new record. We've already written a whole handful of songs, and we're just working on them, waiting for good opportunities to get back in the studio. So
great news.
The cycle continues.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Another hand for the Wood Brothers.
Thank you.
Guys. Wow. And thanks to our studio audience, our sound mixer, Adam Bird, video director, Parker Blohm. They keep things looking and sounding good. Our studio session producer is Brenda Goldstein. I'm John Kessler. Thanks for being here today.